Blog Talk Radio.
All praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Dr. Bernard Johnson Network on the Blog Talk Radio. This is Ambassador Hagen, and we are here to invite and welcome all of you to the Blog Talk Radio. We are being heard literally all over the world, more than 90 million listeners in countries such as Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, Pakistan, Malaysia, Jerusalem, China, France, Europe, Israel, you name it, literally all over the world. And now we want to introduce to you the man whom God has chosen for such a time as this to lead the world into a brand new spiritual awakening known as the Billion Praise Awakening. The man better known as the Billion Praise Man, the world's greatest gospel saxophonist, pastor of Amazing Grace International, the founder, president, and CEO of the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention. The man better known as the International Ambassador. At this time, we joyfully present to you and introduce to others the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson.
And thank you so much, Ambassador Hagen. We say good evening to all of you and come to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We come as humbly as we know how. To celebrate you, every person who took time out of your busy schedule to give God praise. We take time to celebrate you. God is real, and we thank him for what he's done and for what he's doing and for what he's going to do. I want to just ask everyone on the line, you know, sometimes me being a man, I may speak more harshly than I should. I want to ask you to forgive me. If I've done anything or said anything to offend you, I'm asking you to please forgive me. God bless all of you. Thank you for being here with us tonight. And we've come to give God thanks and give him praise. He is real. He is real. And he does inhabit the praises of his people. David said those words and told us that he does inhabit the praises of his people. And when we praise him and send blessings, praises up, rather, it is true that he sends blessings down. Thank God for what he's done already. And I want you all to have it right. The origination of this line, we were on a flight coming back from Florida. And on that flight back to Texas, as we lived in Texas at the time, I said, God, I'm so grateful to you. And if I could, I'd thank you 1,000 times. I let my seat back and I began to go to sleep. I tried. And the Holy Ghost woke me up and said, why don't you? I responded, why don't I what? Because I didn't know what the Holy Ghost was talking about. He said, why don't you thank the Lord 1,000 times? I said, God, I don't know. I don't know how to do that. I've never done that before. But I'll try. Not knowing what to do, I put my handkerchief on my mouth. I didn't want people to think I was crazy. Turned my head toward the window and got in my own zone with the Holy Ghost. And I started saying, Lord, I thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, thank you. I just kept on thanking God. Before I knew it, I thanked God 100 times. I kept on thanking him. Before I knew it, I thanked him 200, 300, 400, 500 times. When I got to about 700 or 800 times, I couldn't take it. I was about to explode with the praise like the world has never seen. I wanted to just shout thank you. But I knew they would, you know, think I was crazy the way I wanted to shout thank you. But it was simply saying I was full. I was so full, I couldn't hold it. So I got up out of my seat and kept the handkerchief over my mouth all that time, and I started walking down the aisle of the plane saying, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And by that time, I was almost what people would call doing the jerk. I didn't know what people thought, but I couldn't help it. It was quickening power on me because I was thanking him from my heart. And I looked back there and saw the restroom. And I was determined if I could get back to that restroom, I could go in there and shout, praise the Lord, and let some of this fire out that was inside of my stomach, inside of my heart, my mind. Oh, the Holy Ghost was just so present. I was just thanking God, just thanking God. And so on my way to the restroom, I thought about how I was born with asthma, and I couldn't breathe correctly to save my life. But while I was blowing my horn, after learning to play my horn with asthma, I was blowing this song. It was either Only What You Do for Christ Will Last or Amazing Grace. But I remember I blew that song until I passed out on the bed, fell out. And while I was out, well, when I came to, the Holy Ghost said, check your lungs now, Bernard. And when I checked my lungs, all that asthma I had for 17 years, it was completely gone out of my lungs. And I didn't have it since. When I thought about that and went in that restroom, I just started shouting in the restroom, thank you, thank you, thank you. See, it is true what the Holy Ghost gave me. Anything he gives you is true. What did he give you, Dr. Johnson? He said to me and reminded me that the way we're thanking the Lord now is how they did it in the old church when somebody was getting the Holy Ghost. One got on one side and one got on the other side and said, say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. They just kept thinking, and the Holy Ghost fell because they did these four things the Holy Ghost gave me. They start focusing their mind on the spiritual rather than the natural. See, they started in the natural. What does my shoes look like? What does my dress look like? What is my hair? What about my mascara? And they focus their mind on the spiritual after a while rather than the natural. And secondly, it ushered in the presence of the Lord. I don't know what presence they had when they started, but before it was over, before the Holy Ghost fell, they ushered in the presence of the Lord. And thirdly, it positioned them to receive a miracle. They got the Holy Ghost. When you say that's a miracle, I call that a miracle. Anytime the Holy Ghost falls on anybody, it's like a miracle. It is a miracle. And so it positions you to receive a miracle when you start thanking God like that. And the fourth thing it did is I was on the altar, but before I knew it, not only I was getting the Holy Ghost, the folks around me were getting the Holy Ghost. So it encourages others who hear you praising God like that to give more praise unto God like that. How many of y'all have been on the altar as a child or a teenager and your friends were around you? And they were going, oh, thank you, Jesus, thank you, thank you. Real song, thank you, Jesus. And before you knew it, you were praising, oh, thank you, Jesus, thank you. And you were praising him from your heart. How many have experienced this, that you encourage other folks around you to start being serious about it? And before you knew it, not only did you get the Holy Ghost, but they got the Holy Ghost too. Because it encourages others who hear you to give more praise from their hearts unto God, from their heart unto God. So, God bless you. I want to start this prayer. Why don't you make your request known unto God right now? Make your request known unto God. And after you do that, I want to ask you, if you will, start thanking him. That's what faith. See, faith is thanking him before you know anything happens. All right? I'm going to give you a moment here and make your request. No, whatever you need from the Lord, that means ask the Lord for it. And then we're going to praise him. And let's leave it up to him to see what God's going to do for you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Your time now. Take time to ask the Lord for what you need. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I pray you very much. Thank you. And God bless all of you. I hope you had a chance to make your request known unto the Lord. Let's go to God in prayer, and then we'll thank Him. Heavenly Father, it's me again, Lord. I talked to you late last night, early this morning, this afternoon, noonday, and even later. And now here I am again. I'm asking you to look on the people in this prayer line, on this blog line. Touch them, Lord. They made requests of you. And I'm asking you to grant these requests in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lift the heavy burden off of all of us, God, and lighten the heavy load. Forgive all sin. Forgive all sin of commission and all sin of omission. And help us to forgive those who trespassed against us, too. And help us, Lord, to have a heart for people everywhere, too. To try our best to have compassion on people. Compassion on people. Love. And to remember others. Even many times before we remember ourselves. In Jesus' mighty name. Now grant these requests that are being made known unto you. From every state, every nation. People all over the world. Oh my God, over 90 million people listening. We're praying for you in the name of Jesus. And God, as we approach them as a lamb coming to shepherds, I pray that you give us favor with them, Lord, to know that we are caring for them and we're concerned about their very well-being. Heavenly Father, lift the heavy burdens off of them and lighten every heavy load. And give healing virtue when they're sick, healing virtue when they're afflicted. Look on my mother in the hospital now. And God, bring her out. Oh, God, touch her and deliver her. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And we give you the glory and adoration for everything that you're doing. Thank God in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. God, we all give you praise. Every person who your line is open. It's open to giving praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you. As we name things that we ought to praise Him for, feel free to praise Him even more. Lord, we thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you. A lot of people didn't wake up. Thank you, 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 thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, 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 Thank you.
It's open. I'd appreciate someone's help on Friday night and on Sunday. night at 9 p.m. It may be, if you're in the eastern coast, it would be 10 o'clock for you. But I need somebody to help me on Friday night and on Sunday night. Oh, my God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. The Lord bless you and keep you and make his face to shine upon you. And as I tell you over and over again, no matter what you're going through, just remember that we got to finish. Everything will be all right. God bless you. Have a wonderful night.
Bless you, bless you, bless you.
God bless you. God bless all of you.
God bless you too.
Bless you, bless you, bless you.
God bless you. Everything's going to be all right.
Everything's going to be all right. Lord, bless the people everywhere. Oh, God, give them the desires of their hearts in Jesus' name. Give them the desires of their hearts in Jesus' name. Yeah, God, fix the situation. Anybody financial blessing, I'm praying for financial blessing this night. Shake that chunk tree up in heaven, Lord, and send blessings like they never seen in 2015. Financial blessings. I'm asking you personally for financial blessings upon the people in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And thank you for it. In Jesus' name, thank God. Amen. Have a wonderful night.
God bless you.
God bless you, Dr. Johnson.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
God bless you.
God bless you. Who is that?
God bless you. God bless you. Have a good night.
God bless you.